Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
We've already run out of cousin subs of the day edition. One day in, we had Homer, and now we're resorting to Jesse.
Hey!
Sketchy. Sus, as the kids like Riley would say.
You're cool. Sus.
Sus, yeah, very. I'm just a chill guy. Edition. The
hip.
Get your... I don't think hip is a hip thing to say
it
anymore.
It is not. No.
Hip to the jive. Yeah. That's what's in right now.
that voice you hear belongs to the sideline reporter from the WIAA wrestling coverage on your television. We'll introduce him in a second edition. The get your brackets done. Mine are not filled in. I have to fill them in during the commercial breaks for the Wilde family bracketology edition. And the speaking of your brackets, not one but two Badgers legends scheduled to appear edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, subbing, I guess, for Jesse in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. It is the young, the talented Riley Yauch. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Jason.
And subbing for Tausch as our cousin sub of the day, moving inside the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios.
Some would call it an upgrade.
I don't know. George the usher.
No,
does not
actually,
count.
He really likes Tausch. Maybe the Navy fella would say this is an upgrade.
Retired Navy fella, this is your lucky day. Our cousin sub of the day is Jesse Nelson. Jesse, good
Heck
morning.
Yeah. Morning, Jason.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm leaving early today, just so you know.
Wait, you're the cousin sub of the day.
Yeah. Great opportunity to step in and host with you. Yeah.
And you're leaving early?
Correct. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
How early?
Not that early. I'm not going to be able to stick around to talk to Mike Kelly with you. So you'll be able to catch up with Mike on your own. I need to get over to the Kohl Center because I'm calling some state tournament boys basketball today on ESPN Wisconsin. 1:15 we get on the air, and I realized if I stay till noon, I'd be cutting it pretty tight because I got to set everything up over there. So I got to dip out a little early. Hope you're okay with that. You okay with that?
Do I have a choice?
I could ask Riley to call the games, I guess, at 1:15, but...
Speaking of upgrades...
Not sure he's prepared. That's rude.
So you get to be the cousin sub of the day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to leave early.
Yes.
Like 11:15?
11:30-ish. I could probably stick around a little longer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, we got parking passes this year, so that's a big upgrade. Speaking of upgrades, we don't usually have that. We usually drive around trying to find the free parking on the street by the Kohl Center. We can park right next door to it this time around, so we're good this time.
Riley, is this IPT?
I would think so. It also seems very un-Jesse Nelson-like to step in and not host for the full 3 hours. I get it. He has to leave for play-by-play, but it seems like he'd almost rather shirk play-by-play and miss part of the pregame show than miss 15 minutes of Wilde and Tausch.
I'm just curious. Why didn't you book someone else if you were going to leave early?
Did you think I didn't think of that idea, Jason? We tried. It's a busy week around here. Homer's flying to Cleveland. Other people are going to different places. Spring break's going on. So people like Bulaga's got soccer camp. He's teaching everybody in his Ted Lasso form how to kick and whatnot down there. Like, we tried. We tried. This was not without effort that we couldn't get anybody else to sub in. I mean, are there other options we didn't explore that I could have asked him? Everyone's going to say, did you ask this person? Did you ask this person? Sure, there could have been some others. But this works out just fine. Mike Kelly's going to be your, like, extra cousin sub of the day. That's like the cheese curds from cousin subs at the very end of the show here. Like, I'm the sub. Zach Showalter's going to be on with us at 10:30. He's going to be great talking Badgers hoops. We got plenty to talk about here. We got great guests coming on. We're going to be just fine. Everything's going to be on the rail, smooth sailing. You won't even notice Tausch is in here.
What else have you conjured up for your big cousin sub of the day opportunity here for today's show? What else you got that you've come up with idea-wise?
Okay, so we have a lot of fun things in store on today's show, Jason. I just want you to know that.
I'm not used to a cousin sub or a co-host reading the show sheet, so.
Let alone making it, right? So, March Madness, of course, gets started today. We got to talk about the NCAA tournament, the Wisconsin Badgers, a 3-seed in action at 12:30 this afternoon. I'd actually like to know what people are doing for work this afternoon. That'd be a compelling thing for me to find out. We'll talk about that coming up.
Well, we know you're working, calling the games, the show early.
Conflict with LePay and I on at the same time. How about that?
Oh, I don't know who I'll choose.
My brother-in-law really wants us to talk about a flight dilemma that he faced last night. He texted. He didn't even know I was hosting the show today, but he said, you guys got to talk about my flight situation. And then he told me what was all going on there. So we'll talk about the flight situation for my brother-in-law, Chris. I also want to do power rankings of the best sports theme songs. Because all last night, I'm doing the dishes after dinner, and the whole time, like 20 minutes, I was driving Becca crazy. Because I'm just sitting in the kitchen, scrubbing a dish, going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because that's the best sports theme song of all time. So, spoiler alert with the power rankings. We'll do that at some point, too. But, Jason, here's what I want to do more than anything. I want to flip this show on you today.
What do you mean?
He's shaking already.
I'm not shaking. I'm
you're
skeptical.
You're media guy. You know, and you're always asking all the hard-hitting questions of Brian Gutekunst and of Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love and everybody with the Green Bay Pack. Maybe not Mark Murphy. He doesn't really talk to you anymore.
Because I asked him tough questions.
True.
Yes.
I would love for our fans to ask Wilde anything today. Preferably about the Green Bay Packers.
What do you mean by anything?
Yeah, preferably about the Green Bay Packers, because that's where our bread is buttered here. I think you spend a lot of time asking Tausch what he thinks about the state of the offensive line and the secondary and the wide receivers. I want our fans to be able to ask you a series of questions today about the Green Bay Packers, because you know you're always better when you're in the reactor or calling into your own show anyway. So while I'm sitting in this chair, why don't we take advantage of it and flip this show on you? What do you think, Mr. Wilde?
So does that mean you're going to drive the show? Or am I still doing
that's
that?
A lot of work.
And plus, you can't. You're going to leave early.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. Like, let's do this for like a segment and see where it goes, I suppose. But you tell me. It's your show.
No, it's not. It's our show. It takes a village.
Literally, my name is not on the show. That's very apparent.
Do you think we should change the logo and it says Wilde and Tausch, and then in really tiny fine print it says and Jesse Nelson? Or do you miss too many shows for us to add that to the logo?
No, I mean, that's rich while Tausch is gone for as long as he's going to be gone. But no.
He's the star, though. He's a little higher echelon than either of us.
I do not belong on the name of this show. I think everybody, including me, understands that. But for this show today, Wilde and Nelson, Wilde and Jesse, Jesse
Nelly,
Jesse and Jason.
Double J, J squared. Big J and Jason.
We'll work on that.
We'll continue to workshop that.
For today's show, I think we could talk about some things because I want to ask you a series of Packers questions, and I want our fans to be able to ask you a series of Packers questions on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. Liss is more. How about that?
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbliss Talking Text Line. Liss is more. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to resolve or help resolve your, I mean, I guess it's already resolved, right? Because your brother-in-law did, in fact, experience the situation last night.
He is not home yet, though, which is part of the situation at hand that we will discuss. Okay, and he's happy about it. There's a tease.
He's happy to not be home. Now, I will admit, my interest is piqued. My interest is piqued because Lord knows I prefer to be home at every opportunity. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to help Jesse's brother-in-law with his dilemma, as Tausch would call it. And then we're going to open it up for these questions. Ask Wilde almost anything.
There's a filter here, just so everybody knows. There's a filter that you're going to have to go through, a little water processor.
So you'll be able to, we'll put it on social media. We'll put it, you could do it in the YouTube comments if you're a subscriber.
That's where we're going to have the most trouble, I have a feeling.
Unlike Tausch. Yeah, but I can pick and choose out of those. So that's the beauty of that. And of course, the Carbliss Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. All right. I look forward to helping resolve your brother-in-law's situation. I am intrigued by the fact that he's glad he's not home. I am also curious. Jim on the south side, a little surprised he didn't get asked.
Yeah.
What are his credentials? Maybe that's what we should have done. We should have asked for resumes, see who we could get with worthwhile credentials.
What qualifies you of Wilde and Tausch Nation to be the cousin sub of the day instead of me, with Tausch unavailable and a plethora of other options also out of action today?
So sorry, Jim, you'll have to suffer through Jesse, but we'll get to ask Wilde almost anything. We do have, not only do we have Zach Showalter, who I think is one of the smartest basketball guys I know, but then we have one that is in that same echelon and a Final Four contributor as well, starter on the 2000 team. Mike Kelly scheduled to appear at 11:40, so we'll get your basketball fix. But in between, I do want to get to these questions that Jesse's hoping will be conjured up. He's got a couple of his own, and I am curious what people with real jobs do today. Right? Because, first of all, you're not going to be able to watch the Badger game because you'll be calling a game while it's going on. Which game do you have?
I have the Division III semifinal, so it tips off with Freedom and Elk Mound at 1:35 this afternoon at the Kohl Center.
Ooh.
And that's followed by the Milwaukee Academy of Science in action against Lake Mills. Actually, a really fun Division III field this year. McDonald's All-American finalists, Division I commits, including one player going to Iowa State, who plays in Milwaukee tomorrow with T.J. Otzelberger, the head coach. Like, a lot of good players in action this afternoon at the Kohl Center. If you do get a chance to tune in, I actually really encourage you to do so, not because I'm on the call with Mike Padola of ESPN Milwaukee, but because these are going to be really fun games with great players.
Who's the kid from Freedom?
Donovan Davis, really good player, a sophomore, getting a bunch of D1 looks already, including from Bradley University, I believe. Was one of
he can do better than that, I'm sure.
That's rude.
And who's the Iowa State commit that will be playing today?
One of the Milwaukee Academy of Science players. They have like four really good Division I players. I forget his name off the top of my head without the
But you're not calling that
stats.
Game,
no,
so
I am
it's not
calling,
your problem.
I am calling
you
that
might
game.
Want to figure out who
I don't
want to
say
are.
His name wrong and get it. I'll get my notes out. I'll give you all the things. I probably won't do that. But
you're nothing if not prepared. All right.
Tune in at 3:05 to find out.
To see if Jesse knows who's playing. All right. We will get to Jesse's brother-in-law's dilemma. We will get to that after Tausch from Beyond, well, not Beyond the Grave, Beyond the Show, tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. More Wildy and Tausch with Jesse Nelson. What are you doing here? As our cousin sub of the day, it's Wildy and Tausch. I like to think that I do a decent job of promoting our program on social media.
I think you do a great job.
Well, I'm not sure I did just now because one day into Tausch's spring sabbatical, and Jesse Nelson claims he couldn't find a cousin sub of the day, so he appointed himself. I don't know if that drives people to say, "Oh gosh, I got to listen to Wildy and Tausch today." So, this is your opportunity. Because I'm guessing there's going to be some that are like, I got to tune in just at least to hear how bad it is.
Save the show.
So, here's your opportunity. Share your brother-in-law's travel story so we can get to people's Packers questions and get ready for March Madness to kick off this morning. What is the situation that your brother-in-law, Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Finds himself in, and I know this is not the husband of your sister because you don't have a sister because you're an only child, which we can never tell from your behavior.
Correct. This is Becca's brother. So he was in Canada for a work trip. And he was flying back, and he was flying into the Appleton Airport, which is not a large airport and not a lot of direct flights, I would imagine, to international destinations. So he had a layover in my favorite tropical paradise, especially in the month of January. Detroit was where his layover was. So I'm just going to look at what his text is here to make sure I get all the details correct on this. Right next to my notes on Jamarian Bateman for Milwaukee Academy of Science in action later today. Iowa State commit. So he was flying back out of Detroit. The flight, connecting flight in Detroit, was supposed to leave at 4 p.m. Because of bad weather, it was pushed back to 8 p.m. So he already had an extra layover in Detroit that he was going to stay longer for. He texted his boss and said, "There's a chance that flight gets canceled. I have to get a hotel and come back at 10 a.m. the next day." The boss said, "Yes, go ahead. Like, that's approved. Like, obviously, stay safe. Like, travel home. If you need to stay over, that's fine. Expense, whatever." So he has the approval to stay overnight in Detroit, get a hotel. Well, the weather passes through, and then the 4 p.m. flight is back on. So he has the option to get back on the flight, but because the weather impacted the flights earlier in the day, they oversold the 4 o'clock flight. So they did the whole deal where there's extra people on the flight and they're offering vouchers, or I don't know how it works, if it's like a Visa gift card or whatever it is. Like, our flight is overbooked. Can we buy your way off of this plane for you to fly back tomorrow, since the next flight was at 10 a.m. the next day from Detroit to Appleton? So he already has the approval from his supervisor to stay overnight in Detroit and be reimbursed for the cost of the hotel and food and whatever else. And he now could have a chance to play the game where he could drive the price up a little bit on the reward to stay off of the flight that he was originally scheduled to come home on. What is the price at which, and you had a lot of these travel situations, I'd imagine, back in the day where flights are oversold and you're flying back solo from Packers road games and whatnot. Would there ever be a situation where you would accept the cash to stay longer, catch the flight the next day, especially given the situation where everything's approved for him to expense everything from his work?
Yeah, I'm jumping at this opportunity, right? Like, now, here's the problem. His boss isn't like a listener to our show, right?
Not that I know of. Although we are popular in a lot of offices around the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I've heard so that, yes. I don't know. So, because is there any level of IPT here to take advantage of this scenario?
Oh, I think it's incredibly IPT. Let me state for the record. I think it's incredibly IPT that he's playing both sides here. He's trying to get money from the airline to get off the flight to go home the next day, and he's getting money from work to stay an extra day because of the travel. Like, he's playing both ends of this really well.
Yeah, like a Stradivarius. Very impressive. I would say I am on Team Chris here, I think. Now, wait a minute. I need to know more about his family situation. Becca's brother, married, children?
No, solo.
Oh, then this is a no-brainer, right?
That's what I think.
Like, if you got kids to get home to... Yes, you get back on the 4 o'clock flight and you just get home.
I'm not a parent. I know you'd feel differently about this, but if the family's taken care of for the night, assuming I'm not going to be home, maybe a night away isn't the worst thing. Like, a little break, a little sleep in time, go to bed early. You know.
Yeah, but you're not in Miami.
Well, close. Right? Detroit's
you're in Detroit.
The Miami of the North.
Jesse, the only person who loves Detroit more than... Jared Goff at this point. But yeah, I love the hustle. I love the fact that he did take advantage of this.
Yeah, so that's the other question. What price would they have to offer you from the airline before you would say yes in this situation? Like, would you volunteer at no cost? Would you wait for them to say $100 to leave the flight, $200 to leave the flight? What's the price that you would say, yeah, I'll do it?
So this is the age-old question, right? Because you really have to play this game well. And it's been a long time since I was in this situation. It used to happen fairly regularly. I was always fascinated by the oversold concept. Like, you know how many passengers you have. You know how many seats you have. And yet you do this, and then you give away. It's just credits, so I guess it's not that big of a deal. But I always thought the worst thing to do would be to jump at the first offer, because they're going to drive up the price the longer you wait. But if you wait too long, then you don't get to take advantage.
And especially when you're in a risk-free situation like Chris was last night, where he's already getting everything else expensed. It's not like this money that he's getting from the airline is going to go toward the hotel room and everything else that he could get.
Right.
So... he ended up, guess how much he got from the airline.
$1,000 in airfare credit.
$900.
Yeah, well, that's where I would have
been. He got to $900 waiting it out at the Detroit airport last night because everybody else wanted to get home. $900.
Kudos to him.
So is he bartering with the airline,
or did he
just sit there and wait until they jacked the price up enough?
It's kind of like the price. There's a Price is Right game where it's like you got to be in the range. Yeah, it's kind of like the yodeler guy where it goes up and up, and then it gets to the point where if it goes too far, you lose. Like, if you wait long enough, like Jason said, if you wait long enough and someone else walks up to the counter and says, I'll take $700, then, all right,
then
you're out of luck.
Okay,
you're flying home to Detroit, or you're flying home to Appleton right away. But he waited it out to $900. I think $1,000 everyone else would have jumped at. That's why I think he went $900.
But savvy.
$900. There's no way I would have made it to $900 given the situation. I would have made it to, like, $200, and I would have been like, yep, sign me up. Like, great job by him to get to $900.
And now he will have the opportunity to go on a trip and spend $900 of airline credits instead of having to buy a ticket.
To go around the world if he wanted to. Twice.
In 80
well
days.
Well played.
$900. Well played. And he's reimbursed for everything else.
Is he staying at the Westin inside the airport, or do they send him to some sort of
I don't know. There's a few recommendations I would have from our tropical trip to Detroit back in 2022. David Bakhtiari's final game as a Green Bay Packer, if I remember correctly.
No. He played in the opener, then the following year, and then never played again.
The Bears game he played in, yeah. I forgot about the Bears game.
All right. Well, we'll get to more inaccuracies from Jesse when we get to trivia a little bit later in the program. Before that, we're going to do some of these questions. Jesse's got a few. I can see some already popping up in the YouTube chat.
This is going to be popular. The text line is blowing up. This is a popular thing. People ask Jason anything is going to go over very well today. I can already tell.
Well, I am going to ask you, do you want to go to Finalysis Live? If so, we've got a pair of tickets that you can win right now, courtesy of McDonald's, to Gruber Loftus' Thanalysis Live. It is back, and now's your chance to win. Caller number 7. Caller 7 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 7 right now wins two tickets to Thanalysis Live on March 29th. At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis and some surprise guests. Last year it was his brother Giannis and ESPN's Stephen A. Smith that were there. You never know what Thanasis will bring in 2025. And if you don't win tickets here on Wilde and Tausch, you can still get your tickets to Gruber Loftus' Thanasis Live right now by visiting ESPN Milwaukee's and ESPN Madison's social media channels to find out event and ticket information. Excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. It's Gruber Loftus' Thanasis Live, presented by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino and Carbliss, also supported by the Prisoner Wine Company and McDonald's. Caller 7 right now wins two tickets. We'll get to some of your questions and some of Jesse's for me next. It's Wilde and Tausch. In New Berlin for winning two tickets to Thanalysis Live, Gruber Law Offices Thanalysis Live, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Jesse, are we going to give away one more pair of those tickets, or are we done?
That was our last one for the week, just now.
Dominic has been listening every day for 2 years, Riley tells me.
Wow.
I don't know if we fact-checked that, but I'm sure he's telling the truth.
Sounds good to me.
But good for him to get it in the last opportunity. Yeah. If you didn't win there, we're donezo.
That is a really fun event, by the way. Everyone had such a great time at it last year. If you want to, you know, purchase tickets to go, not just take the free ones that we've been offering this week, purchase tickets to go check it out. Thanalysis Live at Pottawatomie on March 29th is a really awesome event. You're going to have a great time if you end up going. Yesterday, both winners were named Chad.
Chad.
Yep. We had a Chad in the 9 o'clock hour, a Chad in the 11 o'clock hour. We're our two winners yesterday. Yeah,
well, congrats to Chad and Dominic and whoever the other two winners were earlier in the week. All right, Jesse. Have you been curating questions or are you pawning that job off on Riley?
No, I will curate some questions here on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. This is more. They're also coming in on Twitter, on Facebook, and in the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube live stream chats where the dwellers, who the round table just isn't catching on, John. Sorry, we're not going to call you the round table. I'm not going to call you the round table ever. If you want to call yourself the round table, that's great. I'm not going to call you that. Jason's probably not going to. He tried. It's probably not going to catch on. Just want to give you a heads up, John. I'll ask your question in a little bit. But I'm going to start with Steve in SoCal. This is a great leadoff question because it ties in a little bit of everything that's going on today. So this is a good leadoff batter here for Ask Wilde Anything. Hey, Jason, says Steve in SoCal.
Hey, Steve.
I see Greg Gard showing incredible flexibility with NIL and bringing in new players. I saw Ron Wolf bring in key vets to bring the Packers over the top and to the Super Bowl twice. What do you think the Packers' chances are getting to the Super Bowl with the current leadership and what I see as a rigid philosophy when it comes to bringing in key older players?
Yeah, it's a good question, Steve, in SoCal, which, by the way, top of the morning to you. It's 7:38 out there,
bright
so
and early.
Thanks for tuning in. Look, it's not fair, in my opinion, to say that Goody is super rigid because he did add Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs last year, right? But I do think he's rigid in that 30-something being a clear line of demarcation for guys he's willing to add. I disagree with him philosophically, but I agree with him that it's a young man's game. All I'm asking for, if I'm a Packers fan, is two or three of those Eric Wilson, inexpensive veteran guy types. Because if you're signing free agents, the Xavier McKinneys, who are ascending players coming off their first contract with another team who is foolish enough to let them out the door, those are smart moves. They are. They were smart when it was Za'Darius Smith and Adrian Amos in 2019, along with Preston Smith and Billy Turner. He doesn't do it often. He picks his spots. But I think overall he's done a good job of that. I do think, in my opinion, that it is a blind spot to not have established, inexpensive veterans who have been there and done that, who can go in when you have guys that are missing time with injury. And the linebacker position is going to be interesting because they're that's just my example. They're excited about how Quay Walker seemed to turn the corner last year, how Edgerrin Cooper looks like a stud. You didn't see much of Tyron Hopper, but they like Isaiah McDuffie. But I still think someone like Eric Wilson, and it doesn't have to be him specifically, but those types of players have value. So that's where I would say he's rigid. But look, they are clearly counting on a bunch of improvement from the guys they already have. And when you listen to, which we played yesterday, that urgency remark, it clearly did not apply to Goody. Goody was not applying it to himself. He was applying it to their existing players to have an urgency to improve and not waste opportunities. That was the point of his message. He didn't look at it from his own perspective, clearly, because he did not show significant urgency during the offseason acquisition period.
As a follow-up to that, Jesse in Sun Prairie here with a question for you, Jason.
This will be good.
Thanks, Kay Adams. What is your philosophy on the argument of bites at the apple from leadership of sports organizations versus going all in? If you were running your own professional sports organization, the Brewers consistently, one of their critiques, but also one of the things that they're best at, is continuing to be in the mix for a playoff berth and a chance to make a run at the postseason every year. For the Packers fans, it's been an age-old debate. Getting into the postseason versus spending a little extra and knowing you might have a couple of down years to go all in for a window of a year or two to try and really get that Super Bowl title. Across other sports, you hear it too. What if you were running your own professional sports team, would you go all in and, you know, mortgage a little bit of the future at times and know you'll have a couple of down rebuilding years to try and have those 2 to 3 years, let's say, of true legit Super Bowl titles? You've done everything you can. Or do you like the consistent bites at the apple approach to be in the mix every year, but maybe not the best assembled roster?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jesse, from Sun Prairie. I think we've seen teams do it both ways, right? You saw, obviously, the Rams, who said blank them picks and made all those moves, and it paid off. They won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford as their quarterback, and then they had a couple of down years, and now they seem to be bouncing back upward. They'll still have to figure out what they're going to do post-Stafford at quarterback, but I prefer the bites at the apple. And I think the 2010 team is proof of that. You know, it was great that they were so star-spangled awesome in 11, but you can have the best team, and if you play your worst game on the worst possible day at the worst possible time, you're out. And that was one of the best offenses in NFL history, but they didn't show up on the day that they played the Giants, and they got beat at home. Whereas if you have a team that is competitive, then you need things to fall your way during the playoffs. But every team needs things to fall their way during the playoffs. You know, frankly, the way the Eagles played in that game against the Packers lost that game. The Eagles didn't win that game. Like, everything from T.J. Slayton getting a stupid penalty to keep the field goal drive alive that puts it into a 12-point game, everything from that to the four turnovers, like those are the types of games that if you don't play well and the other team does, you go home. And the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions this year. The Packers in 2010 got hot at the right time. They had talent, and they got hot at the right time. I would much rather have a chance to have a chance, as Chili would say, every year, than mortgage my future, not get it done, and then be wandering in the wilderness when you don't get it done.
Robin Waukesha spells my name wrong and says, Jesse asks longer questions than Jason. That's rude.
And it's not true. Like, that's my questions
true.
Are way longer.
Come on.
All right.
Ask Jason anything. Off to a good start. I like this.
It is. There's a host of questions in the YouTube comments as well. I know Riley is also, I'm sure Riley's got all kinds of questions because Riley, big question guy.
I love but questions.
You can save those. Well, you were asking some really good questions during your sideline reporting. I caught some of that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Having covered the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament during my earlier years as a reporter at the State Journal, it's a lot. There's a lot going on at once. It's kind of overwhelming. I would not have watched had you not been on the TV broadcast. But once I found out you were on, it was worth investigating.
Thank you.
As someone who likes to ask questions, like, what do you ask a wrestler when they win? Like, how, like, you know,
take me through that reversal.
Yeah, you ask a quarterback after a game, like, well, you know, what'd you see on that final drive that, like, you found Devontae deep down the right side? What'd you see at the line of scrimmage? What do you ask a wrestler? Like, hey, did you think you could really, like, were you stronger than the other person? Like,
so, let me take you behind the curtain a little bit. So, we actually pre-planned based on who we thought would win, generally, who I would be asking questions to. So I had time ahead of time. I prepared questions based on who I thought would win, on their future, on their season, stuff like that. So I had questions ready to go. But then there were some random ones, like, I forget his name, but I remember he ended up with a black eye after his match. It was the best match of the whole tournament. Just back and forth, overtime, championship match. Kid comes and he is beaten up. He needed to go to the locker room. He had an ice pack on his eye. And I asked him, like, what was going through your mind when you're going to overtime after you got the crap beaten out of you? How were you able to dig deep and finish this off and pull out the state title your senior year? You're ending on a high note. What's the feeling? Stuff like that.
What was his answer?
How did it feel to get the crap kicked out of you? Yeah. He asked the guy that?
Not probably a little more flowery than that and softer, but generally that was the intention. His answer was very tired.
My eye hurts. Let me go to the locker room.
That was very implied during the interview. It was not my best interview.
Well, that one I didn't see. I saw the other ones, which were much better. Then, so I'm glad I
didn't
tuned
put that
in at
one
the right
in
time.
The, didn't put that one in the reel.
All right, we will get to more of your questions on Ask Wildy Almost Anything. Almost being the operative word there. We will get to those questions coming up after Tausch tells us you don't have to ask him which beer he prefers. He's been very clear about that from the very beginning. Tausch tells us about Coors Light. We get to more of your questions next. With Jesse Nelson as our cousin's sub of the day, it's Wildy and Tausch. I'm not afraid of getting. We'll get back to more of your Ask Wildy Almost Anything questions momentarily. I did get my women's bracket filled out. Now I got to do the men's in the next commercial break. UCLA, Kiki Rice, she's my favorite current player, Paige Beckers.
I'm surprised you fill out a bracket. You're not much of a prognosticator.
Yeah, I'm
typically.
Not. It's a family thing. I don't enter any of the pools or the ESPN one or anything else. But
what do you guys play for?
Bragging rights. And our girls have it pretty good at this house, so I'm not sure they need to win anything necessarily.
Like pick where you go to dinner one night or something. That could be
That's
fun.
A good idea. That's a good idea. We'll have to hash that out, see who wins the women's bracket and the men's bracket. Riley, good story about your interviewing skills. Do we have any update on that from the Carbless Talk and Text line?
We do from a 608 number, so if they'd like to identify themselves, feel free to text
maybe
back.
It's the wrestler who you interviewed.
Maybe it was, but the wrestler with the black eye was Ben Keenbaum from Kiel.
Kiel?
Yes.
Yeah. Raiders.
So, appreciate the update. I remember the name now that I was reminded, but I should have remembered. So thank you, 608 number. Appreciate it.
And kudos to Ben for winning it as a senior and getting interviewed by Riley. All right, what else do we have for these questions? Jesse, what are you doing over there?
Jamarian Bateman. I was looking at my guy's name, too. Jamarian Bateman, Iowa State, Milwaukee Academy of Science. This afternoon.
Yeah, you gave that to us once already, and now you forgot that you did it.
Yeah, and then I forgot his name again. Gotta get that right by 1:15.
I can't wait to tune into this.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And by the way, it's just to be clear for people that are fans of your work,
which is no
not
one.
Not necessarily a large group.
Yeah.
You are only on the radio.
Correct.
Because obviously there is television coverage of this. Are we going to have announcer cam again?
We will. We cannot do it live. There are contractual restrictions, so you can't do announcer cam live, but we will have announcer cam in full force for the WIA Boys Basketball State Tournament. Follow ESPN Madison on all of our social media platforms. There's some fun moments that came from it last year. I'd imagine it'll be back with much revelry again this year.
I want to see more Mike Padole and less Jesse Nelson, just for the record. All right, what else do we have for questions?
Well, it is Ask Jason Anything, almost anything. So, Geriad in Canton, Ohio, great contributor to the show on the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more, 844-770-3776. Obviously, Wildy has said for years how he's loved sports and covering them. Had the writer route not panned out, what else would Jason love to do?
I'd be a second grade teacher. I always wanted to, that was my second choice. I always wanted to be a teacher. We are lucky that we've had great teachers for our girls. There's a lot of people that do that job and do it extremely well. I am a big fan of teachers, especially ones that teach at schools where they don't have enough resources, so they end up spending their own money on school supplies and things for their classroom. I don't know how well I would have done. I think I would have been pretty good. I really enjoy the process of helping kids learn how to read. Done that, obviously, with our girls, but also with some volunteer work I've done over the years. So I definitely would have been a teacher. I would have loved to have done that. But this has worked out okay, as it's turned out. Although today, I'm not quite so sure.
Would you have been like a nice teacher? Would you have been like a stickler kind of teacher?
No,
would the kids want to be in your class, or when they saw, I got Wildy this year?
Would say based on the teams that I've coached and the many players that I've coached, I think I managed to be demanding and kind at the same time. That's kind of my approach. So
best of both worlds. Back to football. Tucker in Wausau, 844-770-3776. Do divisions really matter anymore? With the Lions proposing a reseeding of the playoffs based on record, why even bother with them outside of rivalries and schedule making made easier?
Yeah, this is a very timely question because of the Lions' proposal to basically say, if you have a better record, you get to host a home game even if you didn't win your division and you're just a wild card. This is what the NBA has, right? The NBA, I don't even know. I was talking about this with Gabe Neitzel this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I don't even know what the divisions are anymore. Midwest, is that one? Like, do you know what the NBA divisions are?
Central, and like the Bucks are in the Central Division. That's still a thing. I don't know what all the other names are called. I can
tell
you
the Atlantic.
Yeah, the Atlantic is one. Pacific, I think, is the Lakers and the Warriors.
In yeah, they just, all they care about, Eastern Conference, Western Conference. They don't care about anything in terms of the divisions. They don't matter. I don't like this because I want to complain about inherent fairness or unfairness. How fair is it that the NFC North, with all those good records, played the AFC South, which was arguably the worst division in football? Maybe there's some relativity there, that one division had such a great record because they played another division that had a not-so-great record. I think it's still important to have division winners. I don't think it happens very often where a 14-3 team does not win its division. And by the way, the Packers, great, 11-6. 1-5 in your own division, I think that is still important. So I don't think they should do away with it, but I understand the argument of those who do.
I like divisions. This is the same. It goes back to the college football argument, too, with the 12-team playoff, where the teams that win their conference title games get the first round bye. Like, that ended up being a disaster this year. Everybody's piling on how awful it was that Boise State had a first round bye and Ohio State didn't. I loved it. I think it rewards, it makes the regular season more meaningful. It shows that there's something it's significant to play for. And the fact that even if you're not having the best year, you still get a home playoff game for winning your division. Like, that's part of the rules that are built in. I like it. I wish they would not do this. I don't imagine they're going to change it. I think schedule making is like almost entirely dependent on the division system in football. So I feel like there's no way that this is going to change, but I don't want it to change. I love the divisions and the rivalries that come from it. Like, this is something in football that is one of the few things that I don't think has any room for improvement or is broken. I think it's good as is.
Pains me to say this, but I'm Team Jesse on this one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know you've got some more questions queued up. I'm seeing more in the YouTube comments as well, so be sure to join the chat. Subscribe, like Mark Tauscher says he has, but for some reason he can't chat in there. We will get to more of your questions during the 10 o'clock hour, which will also include an appearance from our buddy Zach Showalter, the former Badger. I just always think about that belt that he does after the three-pointer and then Chris Chioza ruining it all shortly thereafter. He's scheduled to join us at 10:30. Before that happens, and before Mike Kelly joins us in the 11 o'clock hour, I want to remind you that while I may not want to join the I Agree with Jesse Club very often, I am so glad we joined the not-so-exclusive club of Associated Bank customers, because we get the greatest customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. It includes early pay, where you get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. It includes credit monitoring and fraud protection, which, Lord knows, I had that experience. And they made sure they protected me from that, and they'll protect you as well. Plus, Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking, all available from Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.